Forgiveness can seem overwhelming when we think we must resolve everything in one moment. The Grace Forgiveness Tool gives us 5 movements for taking a faithful next step. The letter G means ground yourself in God's grace. Christian forgiveness begins with what God has done for us. Remember the mercy you have received through Jesus Christ. You are not trying to forgive through willpower alone. You are standing in the grace, truth, and presence of God. You might pray, Jesus Christ, ground me in the grace I have received from you. The letter R means recognize the truth. Ask, what happened? What was wrong? What did I lose? What responsibility belongs to the other person? What responsibility belongs to me? What responsibility does not belong to me? Forgiveness becomes distorted when truth is denied. You do not need to exaggerate the wrong. You also do not need to minimize it. The letter A means ask, accept, or act. Do you need to ask God for forgiveness? Do you need to seek forgiveness from another person? Do you need to accept the grace God has already given you? Or do you need to act by extending forgiveness to someone who wronged you? In some conflicts, you may have been harmed and also responded harmfully. The grace tool allows you to acknowledge both without confusing them. The letter C means choose release and wise repair. What must you release? It might be vengeance. It might be bitterness. It might be the demand that the other person understand everything immediately. It might be false guilt for something that was not your responsibility. Then ask, what repair, boundary, consequence, or protective action is wise? Release and repair are not opposites. You can release personal vengeance while still seeking truth and accountability. The letter E means entrust the outcome to Christ. Some outcomes are beyond your control. You cannot force repentance. You cannot force an apology. You cannot force reconciliation. You cannot make an unsafe person become trustworthy. But you can place the unresolved person, memory, consequence, and relationship into the hands of Christ. Imagine someone named Rachel whose close friend betrayed her confidence. Rachel grounds herself in God's grace. She names the betrayal truthfully. She recognizes that the betrayal was not her fault, although she may need to examine how she responds. She chooses to release revenge and refuses to spread damaging information in return. She also establishes a boundary and does not immediately restore the same level of trust. Finally, she entrusts the relationship's future to Christ. Rachel may need to repeat this practice whenever the wound returns. That does not mean her forgiveness was false. It means forgiveness is becoming part of her Christian formation. Grace does not pressure you toward unsafe reconciliation. It helps you walk with God through truth, repentance, release, repair, boundaries, and freedom. Ground yourself in grace. Recognize the truth. Ask, accept, or act. Choose release and wise repair. Entrust the outcome to Christ. This is not pretending that evil is good. It is refusing to let evil have the final word.